Hey family, how are you? I pray all is well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you. That's right, He is your God, and what a mighty God we serve. How are you feeling, family? I pray you are well in the name of our Lord Christ Jesus. So I won't be before you long. I just want to share with you this sweet kiss that the Holy Spirit gave me on my cheek pertaining to our Jesus. I love when the Holy Spirit reveals something to me that I didn't know in scripture or give me revelation on what I didn't quite understand. And now I want to share with you guys so you could get a kiss on your cheek from your Jesus too. Dowry. What is a dowry? Some of you may know and some of you may not. A dowry is a bride price or a bride wealth, and it is a gift, a present, or a sum of money that is given to the father of the bride as a sanctification before he receives her. I want to say that again. The dowry is a bride price, gift, or a sum of money which the groom offers to the father for his bride as a sanctification before he receives her. My Jesus. Our Jesus paid a dowry for his bride, which is us, the church. And his blood was the sanctification process before he received us. My God. My God. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves us, for the Bible tells us so. Jesus, if that's not a kiss on the cheek, I don't know what is. We know Jesus paid the ultimate price. We know Jesus, you know, laid down his life for his bride. But I love when I get greater information and how they did it culturally back in biblical times. When a man wanted to marry a woman, he had to offer up a dowry to the father to say, listen, I want this woman, I love this woman, and I'm willing to pay whatever price that I have to pay because that's how much I want her. In some cases, when there was no resources or no money, the men had to offer their service. If you remember, Jacob had to work first 7 years, but Laban tricked him. So he ended up working 14 years to marry Rachel. That was his dowry. He gave his service. He worked so that he can marry her. In the book of 1 Samuel, the Bible says that before Saul gave Micah to David, he had to give him 100 foreskins of the Philistines. That was his dowry price. That was his payment to pay to receive the bride. And that's how they did it in biblical times. Before the wife or the bride was given by the father, the groom had to prove, I love her. He had to prove. I want to read something that it said, the benefits of the dowry. This is so beautiful. It says the benefits of the dowry was a closer connection between families and an assurance that the man commitment of the union family. I'm like, I'm just in love. I'm in love. I want to say that again. The benefit of the dowry, the payment, was a closer connection between families and the assurance of the commitment to the union from the man. Jesus wanted us to be so close. He wanted us to be one with them, one with the Father, one with him, one with the Holy Spirit. So he paid that price so he can bring us closer in connection. Then to assure his commitment to the union. And this is why the Bible says, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is my commitment. I pay the dowry. This is a part of the agreement I made when I paid the dowry price for you. When I went to the Father and said, I would lay down my life. I want them. I love them. I want to sanctify them holy unto you. And I'm willing to pay the ultimate price. I'm willing to lay down my life. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, how he loves us, family. Oh, how he loves us. When I read and get greater understanding on how much Jesus loves you. And I love how God is such a God of order, that everything he did it in alignment with the culture of the time. He did it in such a way that they could understand what he was doing, how that we can understand what he did as we read the word of God and recognize the times that they were in and the customs that they kept. During marriage, it's beautiful to see that Jesus paid the price. He paid a dowry for his bride to bring us in connection with the Father and to commit to us for eternity. Come on. I'm really in love with this. I just love this so, so much. And I just, I pray that the Holy Spirit is kissing all over your face, because he's kissing all over my face. I'm feeling the presence of the Lord and basking in the love of God and basking in how much he wanted you, how much he wanted you. Like, I just love how God is a God of order and he does things according to the culture. He does things according to how things were back then. And it also gives me the encouragement that God is going to move according to the times we're in. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he also, behold, I am doing a new thing. So just to look for God to see, okay, how are you going to show up in my life? How are you going to talk to me? God is going to talk to you according to you and what you can receive of him and how you would receive of him and how you would hear him and how he would really talk to you and connect with you. According to your ability to understand him, how beautiful our God is. You know, I just really love this and appreciate the lengths that Jesus was willing to go. Sometimes you could take for granted of the cross. You could take for granted of Calvary. You could take for granted of the blood. But the more I read and the more I understand and the more the Holy Spirit give me revelation on what Jesus did and how he did it, it just makes my heart melt. And I just feel the presence of the Lord and receive his love to fill my heart that he said, I want you, Trina. I want you. You got to say this. Say that with me. Put your name in it. And it doesn't matter if you are male or female, because we are all the bride of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. So you got to put your name in there. Jesus loves me. I love you, Trina. I love you, Trina. I want you to say that. Take a pause and say, I love you, and put your name in it. And it's from Jesus. And he said, I am willing to pay the price of the dowry. I'm willing to make the payment to the Father and reconcile you back to the Father. I want to bring you in a closer connection. I want our families to be one. Oh, Jesus. I want our families to be one. And so much so, I am going to commit to you for the rest of eternity, not just for the rest of my life, for the rest of eternity. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you comfortless, says the Lord. Oh, I am committed to this union. I am committed. And you know what I love about Jesus? My God. Jesus says, I love you. I'm so committed. I'm never leaving nor forsaking, even when you mess up, even when you fall short, even when you commit adultery, even when you commit idolatry, even no matter what your even is, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And it was a part of the contract. It was a part of the dowry that not only do I have to pay the price was to prove the commitment. My Jesus, the price was to prove that I'm committed, because ain't nobody gonna pay no high price for someone they gonna eventually leave. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I was doing my studies, I think Queen Elizabeth's dowry was 45,000 diamonds. 45,000 diamonds, okay? So I don't know about you, but who is paying 45,000 diamonds to just be like, you know what? I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. Nobody. I don't think anybody's going to do that. So Jesus, he went beyond 45,000 diamonds. Jesus said, you know what? I got something better than 45,000 diamonds. I'm going to give my life. Who is laying down their life for a bride? Jesus. family, I am so in love with our Lord and Jesus Christ, and I am so excited that the Holy Spirit showed me this. And just, I'm just basking in the love of God. I'm basking in just how he's a God of order and how he does things according to culture and how he does things according so that we can understand that when we read, we can understand how God, he comes correct. Not even just correct, he comes politically correct. That's why Jesus was even born of a woman. He had to come in the womb of a woman and experience. Jesus said, I'm coming correct. You ain't going to be able to, you know, say anything about me, because everything I'm doing it by the book. I'm doing it by the kingdom book, and I'm even doing it by the ways of the world, by the ways of culture, so that you can understand exactly what I'm doing. So I just really wanted to share that with you. I'm really not going to be on long. I know usually I say that and I'll be like, I'll be on here for like 45 minutes, but not today. I just wanted to share this sweet, sweet message that the Holy Spirit gave me to share with my brothers and sisters. I don't know what you're feeling right now. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I want you to just close your eyes and say, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Me, for the Bible tells me, for the diary tells me, for his blood tells me. So bask in the love of Jesus today. Bask in his love. I want to remind you and encourage your heart. Bask in that love. Draw close to him. Draw close to him. Say, Jesus, you did this so that we could be in a close connection. Me, you, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. You wanted us close. And I love that it said a closer connection between families. Jesus loved you. He loved your family. Every one of them. Every one of them. He want that connection of families. He want to be there for you. I just so love this, and I appreciate seeing it in writing, seeing it and getting a revelation and doing the research and understanding what dowry is, and that our Jesus told Abba, because he paid the price to Abba. I want to read that part again. It was a bride price that the groom had to pay to the Father. I want to pay this price. And not only do I want to pay this price, I want to reconcile them back to you. I want to bring us closer together. I want to sanctify them wholly by my blood. And I want to love them for eternity. Jesus don't just love you for today. He's not going to just love you to tomorrow. Jesus loves you for eternity, family. Bask in the eternal love of Christ Jesus. My God. I'm going to go now. Because if I stay, I'm just going to just be all booed up with Jesus, and I can do that on my own. So I love you, family. May God bless you and keep you. I pray this ministers to your heart. I pray it encourages you. I pray it reminds you of how much Jesus loves you. And like I said, we got to put our name in the scripture. Jesus paid that dowry for you. He paid a price to the Father to connect you, to sanctify you, and to keep you for eternity. He's never letting you go. He's never letting you go. And I know some people walked out your life. I know some people let you down. I know, family. I know. but he never gonna let you go. So bask in the eternal love of our Lord Christ Jesus. Have a blessed day, family. Good night.